Sunday, March 24th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Lord, your glory in Christ we have seen, full of goodness and full of grace. In Christ let us live anew, fill us with his love, and all men shall see the fruits of your victory. The Almighty has planted his seed in the earth. He tended well the grain, and he waits for rebirth. Lord, your glory in Christ we have seen, full of goodness and full of grace. In Christ let us live anew, fill us with his love, and all men shall see the fruits of your victory. The Almighty has ground all the grain for the feast. He made it into flour, and he waits for the yeast. Lord, your glory in Christ we have seen, full of goodness and full of grace. In Christ let us live anew, fill us with his love, and all men shall see the fruits of your victory. The Almighty has given his body for man. He broke for us the bread, and he waits like a lamb. Lord, your glory in Christ we have seen, full of goodness and full of grace. In Christ, let us live anew, fill us with his love, and all men shall see the fruits of your victory. The Almighty has given a crown made of thorn. It pierced him till he bled, and he waits. Do we mourn? Lord, your glory in Christ we have seen, full of goodness and full of grace. In Christ, let us live anew, fill us with his love, and all men shall see the fruits of your victory. The Almighty did suffer and evil destroy. He died to ease our pain, and he waits for our joy. Lord, your glory in Christ we have seen, full of goodness and full of grace. In Christ let us live anew, fill us with his love, and all men shall see the fruits of your victory. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Christ was scourged and treated with contempt, but God's right hand has raised him up. Psalm 110. To the Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Almighty God, bring the kingdom of Christ, your anointed one, to its fullness. May the perfect offering of your Son, eternal priest of the New Jerusalem, be offered in every place to your name, and make all nations a holy people for you. Repeating the antiphon. Christ was scourged and treated with contempt, but God's right hand has raised him up. And the second antiphon. The blood of Christ washes away our sins. It makes us worthy to serve the living God. Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory, for the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, "Where is their God?" But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands, they cannot feel. With their feet, they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us, and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence. But we who live, bless the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Father, Creator and Ruler of heaven and earth, you made man in your likeness to subdue the earth and master it, and to recognize the work of your hands in creative beauty. Grant that your children, thus surrounded on all sides by signs of your presence, may live continually in Christ, praising you through him and with him. Repeating the antiphon, the blood of Christ washes away our sins and makes us worthy to serve the living God. And the third antiphon, Christ bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and be alive to all that is good. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us, dead to sin, could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Christ bore our sins in his own body on the cross so that we might die to sin and be alive to all that is good. And our reading is from Acts chapter 13, verses 26 through 30. My brothers, it was to us that this message of salvation was sent forth. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their rulers failed to recognize him, and in condemning him they fulfilled the words of the prophets, which we read Sabbath after Sabbath. Even though they found no charge against him, which deserved death, they begged Pilate to have him executed. Once they had thus brought about all that had been written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb, yet God raised him from the dead. And the responsory, we worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. Because of your cross we have redeemed the world, we praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and his flock shall be scattered. But when I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. It is written, I will strike the shepherd, and his flock shall be scattered. But when I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord. Enter into sessions. The Savior of mankind, by dying, destroyed death, and by rising again, restored life. Let us humbly ask him, sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Look with love on those who suffer because of our indifference. Come to their aid and turn our uncaring hearts to the works of justice and charity. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Almighty ever-living God, you have given the human race Jesus Christ, our Savior, as a model of humility. He fulfilled your will by becoming man and giving his life on the cross. Help us to bear witness to you by following his example of suffering, and make us worthy to share in his resurrection. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.